Well, sir, Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook are in the living room as we join them at the small house halfway up in the next block now, and the former is standing beside the library table removing his overcoat. He just this moment arrived home from the office, and he's saying jestfully,
"This is the kind of weather that puts pep in a guy.
Getting colder out?
Much. Atmosphere is charged with icy invigoration.
How's your sniffle?
I haven't sniffled a sniffle since the sniffle you heard me sniffle this noon.
Sniffle's a sickness warning.
My sniffle was a false alarm. I never felt better in my life. We get any mail?
None to speak of. Circular from the Hamiltons advertised the wash rag sale, and the gas bill was off. Say, I saw Edna Gritch in the grocery store today.
Oh, didn't it?
Fine. Had quite a bit to say about Myrtle Geller and her man. I guess they're not getting along. According to Edna, Myrtle throws it up to him. He can't read and write. She always was kind of a sharp-talking woman.
Mm. I hear the patter of tiny feet.
Rush.
Hi.
Hi.
Don't come in here, please. I'm taking a bath.
Okay.
You'd think Myrtle's man had learned to read and write. He's bright enough. Edna was saying she thinks he really can read and write, but just don't let on. Funny way to do?
Yeah. Now, take me, for instance. I can play tunes on the pipe organ blindfolded, but I keep my talent a secret because if it ever got out to the public, they'd demand
look
me.
Look what I got.
What is it?
Hot soup.
Where'd you get it?
Miss Brayton. Here you go.
For me?
Here's a bowl of hot soup for your papa, and I hope he feels better soon.
Miss Brayton say that?
Uh-huh.
What's the idea, pray?
Oh, my.
I was walking along the alley on my way home from school, and Miss Brayton stuck her head out the kitchen door.
I happened to mention to her this afternoon you acted like you were working up a cold.
So I get hot soup, huh?
She's worse than Miss Donahue with her hot soup.
Miss Donahue waltzes over with hot soup before a guy can jump in his nightgown.
What did Miss Brighton say when she gives you this?
Here's a bowl of hot soup for your papa, and I hope he feels better soon.
Oh, my.
I bet you told her your poor old husband was suffering the agonies.
I never neither. I just barely mentioned you and your sniffle. She asked how we were all feeling, and just more to make talk than anything else, I said you'd sniffled a couple of times this noon and hoped you weren't working up a cold because sniffles is generally a warning. That's all I said.
Well, anyway, I'm ahead of snort of hot soup.
People are running this hot soup business in the ground. All in the world, I told Miss Brighton, was that you had sniffled a couple times.
Balloon ascension, old horse blanket. Try to the pantry and fetch your father a tablespoon. I will sample Ma Brighton's hot soup.
Okay.
Running this hot soup business in the ground, people are. Why, goodness, this keep up.
Don't worry.
Pretty soon.
Kitchen doorbell's ringing.
Go see who it is, Rush.
I might be wanted on the phone here.
Well, answer the phone, then.
Okay. In all likelihood, it's Blue Tooth Johnson or Milton Wells.
Might possibly be Leland Richards.
Yes, indeed. Might possibly be Leland Richards. Hello? Hello, Miss Dambottom.
All right.
Just fine, thanks.
All right.
Yes, getting much colder. I noticed that the mother...
Give me that.
Miss Dambottom.
Give me that and go see who's at the back door.
I'm connecting you with my mother, Miss Dambottom. Civilization has sunk pretty low when it comes...
Who's at that back door? Yes, lady. Why, all right, why? No. Where'd you hear that? Really? Well, forevermore. She heard you were saying...
Baby.
Miss Beeman, huh? Well, did she say... Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Funny. Yeah. Well, he's sitting here feeling fine. Yeah. Strange the stuff that gets around. Uh-huh. Well, thanks for calling, Ruthie. You bet. All right. All right, lady. Goodbye. How you come for that?
Who gave her the cheerful information I was ill?
Miss Beeman.
I don't think Miss Beeman and myself have ever had the pleasure of an introduction.
Resides over on West Elm Street. Can't imagine how she'd ever hear anything concerning
you. Listen to what Walter's saying.
Hot soup?
Uh-huh.
Not more hot soup?
Yes, sir.
Hey, now.
I'm a very lucky boy to have...
Who's at the door?
Miss Dino.
Is that soup for Tom?
Yeah.
Where'd she hear he was sick?
She didn't. She saw me coming along the alley carrying a bowl of soup and figured out Cup was sick. Somebody must be sick. Otherwise, why the hot soup? It can't be Rush because there he is walking along the alley hale and hearty. It can't be Sage because I saw her this afternoon and she was feeling fine. Must be Vic. Okay, I'll walk to the kitchen stove and slap him up some hot soup. Cup, here's some hot soup.
Thanks.
People mean well doing this kind of trash, but a person gets a little tired.
A double one, Dan. Russell Duncan, no doubt.
Wish I had a tablespoon.
I'll get you one directly, Doc. Hello? Hello, Miss Addle.
She heard I kicked the bucket.
Feeling great, Miss Addle?
All right.
And yourself?
All right, right.
Oh, she's right here handy. 1 second, Miss Heddle. Miss Heddle.
Bring Papa a tablespoon of Lake Trout.
Okay.
Hello there. Just Andy. Miss Heddle, did you hear that too?
Kitchen door, Mary speaking.
Well, who told her? Oh. Oh, Miss Heddle, she's healthy as can be. Yes. No, here's the thing. Early this afternoon, I was chatting with Miss Brighton, and just more to make talky talk than anything else, I said my husband had sniffled at the dinner table, and I was afraid maybe he might be working up a cold. Now, that's all I said, and all in the world I said. Golly, yes. I'll say. Well, thanks for calling, Miss Heddle. Yes. You bet. All right. Goodbye.
She hear I kicked the bucket?
Heard you were sick. Trogle told her. Seems Miss Trogle talked with Miss Oglethorpe, and Miss Oglethorpe said... She didn't say...
Hot soup.
No.
Hot soup, friend.
Oh, my.
The hot soup pumps are primed. I can expect to be inundated.
Who brought us to this light? Miss Harris sent him over. John, may I present you with a bowl of hot soup?
Sure. Makes my third hot soup. Did you bring a tablespoon?
No.
Well, presently, I will have cold soup.
I'll go get your tablespoon.
Wait, what did Mr. Price say?
Miss Harris sent me over with this hot soup for your father and said she hoped he'd soon get well.
George, the bullet that choked Billy Patterson.
Sometimes at dusk when the last faint light of day fades and pale blue ribbons across the horizon, I lay a dream in the
dark.
I'll get it.
Won't you go fetch your poor sick father's tablespoon cup, Patrick?
Sure.
Hello? Oh, yes, Miss Keeper. He's fine. No, he's fine as can be. And none of us are ill. No. No, that's a mistake. I guess Miss Brighton got fired around. Uh-huh. Sure. Well, thanks for calling, Miss Keeper. Certainly. All right. All right, Miss Keeper. Bye.
Screw down my coffin lid, kiddo. The light hurts my eyes.
And she said, how's Mr. Gook?
Huh?
Miss Keeper said, how's Mr. Gook? All tight in the throat, scared.
My gosh.
Darnest thing you ever heard?
Yes.
I tell Miss Brighton my husband sniffled at the dinner table. She tells the next person she meets Mr. Gook has a cold. That person tells another person Mr. Gook has a bad cold. Then it's a very bad cold. Then Mr. Gook is sick. Then Mr. Gook is awful. Then he's awful, awful. Then he's not expected to live.
Hot soup.
Then...
Oh, goody-goody, hot soup.
No.
Hot soup, friend.
Oh, Miss Scott.
Miss Ray, come.
This is getting ridiculous.
People must be falling all over each other out and back with their hot soup.
Here's a bowl of hot soup for your father, and I will be soon back on his feet.
Lay it on the library table with the rest.
Okay.
Our suggestion is beginning to work.
How do you mean?
A quarter of an hour ago, I felt great. I said I felt great. Remember me saying I felt great?
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't seem to feel so great. Every half-wit and their brother standing around insisting the guy is about to topple over in his grave makes the guy begin to be conscious of vague yet disturbing symptoms. My stomach hurts me, and my head seems a trifle feverish. Of course, my chest is a...
Doorbell, Dan. Front
one this time.
Yeah. I can see to the window who it is.
Miss Elder?
No, Miss Call.
Is she carrying something?
Uh-huh.
Hot soup?
Hot soup.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.